It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. The Trump administration is launching new voter fraud investigations in Wisconsin and eight other states. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security told WPR it could not comment on any active investigations. But according to federal guidance reviewed by CNN, the efforts are focusing on claims of non-citizen voting. The investigative push comes after the Trump administration had previously sought to audit state voter rolls and change election laws ahead of the November midterms. We're learning more about these investigations and what the implications could be for the upcoming election. Tierney Sneed is a senior reporter for CNN Politics who broke the news of these new DHS investigations. Tierney, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
What was this internal federal guidance you were able to review at CNN that revealed these investigations?
What this guidance showed us is that amid a months-long effort to find and investigate examples of non-citizen voting, the administration and specifically the Department of Homeland Security is encouraging an uptick in that activity as this election approaches. They've instructed agents with the investigative arm of DHS, Homeland Security Investigations, to really focus in on a handful of states, including Wisconsin. And this guidance charted out a timeline in coming weeks where the administration wants to see an uptick in interviews, chasing down investigative leads, working with prosecutors. So we're seeing the administration really try to bring over the finish line some of these investigations it has been doing to try to find non-citizen voters on voter rolls.
Wisconsin and eight other states, were there common themes? Any idea of why these particular states were on this list?
Initially, on my review, that wasn't immediately clear. I wouldn't want to speculate on whether there was a political motivation or whether this is just about the information that the agency already had that they were working on. But the guidance was interested as it did have a timeline where every week or so there was a new set of states that would be a focus of this investigative activity.
Now, when I hear there's a federal investigation starting, I would usually think this is Department of Justice. This is Department of Homeland Security, and as you mentioned, their investigative arm. What do they usually investigate? How common is it for them to do something like this?
So HSI, the office that's working on this, had historically been focused on very complicated, very serious criminal investigations, major gang cases, child exploitation. But what we've seen under this administration is a real shift in resources to focus on these voter fraud cases. And HSI agents, as we've previously reported, have been issuing subpoenas to local election offices, have been gathering voter records, have been doing sort of sweeping reviews of voter lists to try to find these cases that could be prosecuted. Then, of course, the Justice Department would take over and actually bring criminal charges where they could. Despite all of this work and effort and resources, we haven't seen a huge increase in prosecutions. We've seen a handful of cases and a handful of states, I would say. And we've, you know, to the administration's credit, they have brought cases in places like New Jersey and Texas and California, but we're not seeing, you know, hundreds of prosecutions. We're seeing a handful here, a handful there, but it is certainly a priority of the administration to find these cases and bring charges where they can.
The timing of this, careful listeners will note, we have an election coming in just over 2 months from today, a big election in Wisconsin, big election nationwide. Is it common to launch this kind of election-related investigation on the eve of an election day?
What we know is that historically, the Justice Department has had this policy of discouraging flashy investigative moves that could influence an election. And this is not a hard and fast rule. It's more just a factor that the Justice Department has told its prosecutors to consider, and they've instructed prosecutors to consult with a office known as Public Integrity to sort of weigh in on whether prosecutions or interviews or subpoenas could have the effect of chilling voters or influencing elections. This latest guidance did not acknowledge that sort of factor, which isn't to say that the DHS is obligated to follow DHS or DOJ policy, but it's interesting to us that there doesn't seem to be any concerns about how sort of flashy investigations, making a big fuss over something that may or may not be a true problem could affect voter confidence in how this election is carried out.
And what are you watching for next, Tierney, in this story?
We're certainly reaching out to the states that have been targeted to see if their local election offices are receiving subpoenas or any other outreach from DHS. We're certainly also watching to see what new cases DOJ is bringing. As I mentioned, they unveiled a new case in California last week. And again, this is all about sort of understanding where the evidence matches the narrative. Is the administration finding hundreds or thousands of cases of non-citizen voting, as the president likes to imply, or is the problem actually much, much smaller, as been what has been experts have been saying to us for a long time now?
Tierney, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you. Bye.
That's Tierney Sneed, senior reporter for CNN Politics, with us today to share her reporting on the Trump administration launching new investigations into claims of non-citizen voter fraud in Wisconsin and other states. Now we're taking a look at what those investigations could look like, what implications they could have for the upcoming election. Justin Levitt is professor of law at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles, previously a White House senior policy advisor for democracy and voting rights during the Biden administration. Justin, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Well, Tierney just left us with that thought on the scale of non-citizen voter fraud. The Trump administration recently put out a census report that they said showed lots. People have questioned the methodology and the numbers they found. What do you see as the scale out there of potential non-citizen voter fraud?
A tiny, tiny trickle. And that has been repeatedly the scale in investigation after investigation after investigation by people who actually knew what they were doing. Tierney just mentioned that we'll see where the facts meet the narrative. And in this instance, the administration's facts don't meet their narrative at all anywhere. They continue, the census report that you mentioned is wildly overstated, and the methodology can't distinguish signal from noise. They just alleged 15,000 non-citizens in Nevada before they admitted, well, maybe the number's more like 185, but we're not even sure about those 185. The normal scale is a handful of people, and it happens. It absolutely happens, but a handful of people who are on the rolls and even fewer who are voting. Utah is a good example. They did an audit using DHS resources, found out of several million voters, 27 non-citizens who happened to be on the rolls, usually from some administrative mistake, and zero who had voted in any recent election. And that's the sort of scale that time and time again, the evidence actually reflects.
An argument from people concerned about non-citizens voting is, hey, even if it's a small number, it is illegal. It's diluting the votes of legal voters. Why not investigate it more thoroughly? Is there anything wrong, do you think, with the White House, with the Department of Homeland Security stepping up efforts to catch this, even if it is relatively rare?
I don't think there's anything wrong if the level of resource is calibrated to the threat and if they actually are using reliable information and actually find what they say they're going to find. You heard Tierney talk about the sort of cases that these Homeland Security investigators normally investigate, big, complicated drug trafficking cases, big, complicated immigration, human trafficking cases. And understand that investigators using your money are being pulled off of these cases in a giant redirection of priorities. So I'm not against, I want to be clear, it's not okay if non-citizens happen to be on the rolls. It's not okay if non-citizens happen to cast votes. And it is fine to use investigative resources to pursue those tiny cases that exist. But the level of effort that's being directed here by the administration with your tax money and my tax money seems wildly out of proportion to the scale of the problem and ignoring problems that I think the American public thinks are a lot more serious.
And a concern raised from the opposite side is then that, okay, if this is a rare problem and we're putting these resources in it, can this be seen as a wider effort from the Trump administration to cast doubt over the upcoming 2026 election and maybe doubt looking back at the 2020 election that President Trump claimed he would have won if it was conducted fairly? Do you have that concern about a wider effort to target people's faith in elections?
I absolutely think they're going to try, but I think the American public is smarter than that. We've heard the president for 11 years now, every single year, claim that there's widespread fraud in the voting process and the voting process can't be trusted for elections he's won and elections he's lost without any evidence whatsoever. So do I think he's going to do it again? Yeah, of course I do. That's what the boy who cries wolf does. It's like asking whether he's going to come back and cry wolf again. And the answer is yes. But I don't think the American public are buying it anymore. I think they're smarter than that. They actually see the investigations. They actually see the fruits. They see, as Tierney said, where the facts meet the narrative. And I think the American public's coming to realize that most of this is a wild goose chase, that there is an extremely low level of probably administrative error where a handful of people end up on the rolls. And none of that cast doubt on the election results in Wisconsin or absolutely anywhere else.
Briefly, as we wrap up, what systems do we have in place to make sure that people can't, especially at a large scale, can't illegally vote?
It's the least perfect crime. You're always leaving a paper trail. You're always going to be found out, and you're always going to be subject to being prosecuted and deported. So nobody does it. On the other side of the coin, I think that Wisconsin citizens who really do want to make sure that they have the right to vote despite these investigations should do really simple hygiene, like checking their registration, like making a plan to vote. They shouldn't have to worry about the fact that Homeland Security is going on this wild goose chase other than the misuse of their tax dollars.
Justin, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
My pleasure. Glad to be with you.
That's Justin Levitt, professor of law at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles, former White House senior policy advisor for democracy and voting rights during the Biden administration. He's with us today to talk about White House claims of illegal voting and an investigation of states led by the Department of Homeland Security. The list of states includes Wisconsin. We also heard from Tierney Sneed, senior reporter for CNN Politics, who helped break that story.